strike an empty pose. A pose is always empty. The girl she loves her roses. A camera lens closes. A wall for the night. It's grief, it's suffering. A thorn in my side told me hope, please. A thorn in my side tells me we'll see. A light travel down the catwalk. We'll soon be arriving on the boulevard of sinners. It's later than you think on the boulevard of sinners. It's sunset. The boy she knows is roses. A camera lens closes. A wall for the night. Money comes, money goes. A girl down on Easy Street gathers up her clothes. In Berlin it's sunny, Barcelona it snows. A light travels down the catwalk. 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 Strike an empty pole. A light travels down the catwalk. A light travels down the catwalk. Strike an empty pole.
You're listening to Area 54 with Tim and Mike.
54 sound with Tim and Mike.
inedible, unfeasible, unquestionable, unreliable, undeniable sound of Area 54.
More music there on Area 54. I just heard Neon Indian, a track called Smut. It's off of Vega International Night School. Bass Nectar in there with Ephemeral. It's off of Noise Versus Beauty, Psych Magic with La Paix et Une Fleur. Second Sky, Voices. It's off of their Touching the Surface remixes. We played Manotti's Mona Lisa remix. Mirage before that with Lady Operator. That's after Dark is the album we got that off of. It's off of a label called Italians Do It Better. All right. I'll take their word for it. And
they said they claim, laying claim to that.
All right. Destroyer.
Pretty good album.
Destroyer, brand new music from him or them. It is a band. Light Travels Down the Catwalk. It's the album's called Ken.
So this album, we were talking about earlier, you know, we played a 7-song set in our opening set here, that, you know, before this one, that a lot of short songs. Well, this album, there's most of the songs are under 3 minutes on this new Destroyer album. I read that Dan Behar wrote most of these songs on guitar with his vocals and did kind of a lot of maybe what you'd call coffee shop performances with this album. So kind of that's this kind of... Then the album, when he put it into the studio, kind of has, you know, stayed with that kind of minimalistic sound. So, pretty cool stuff. He claims this album was inspired by The Cure. How about that? I don't really hear that, but you know, you never know with Destroyer. But that's, he claims that a lot of Cure inspiration, not necessarily like Robert Smith, and you know, but just The Cure themselves and maybe their anthology. Interesting, huh?
No, I did not hear The Cure.
Now I'm going to have to listen to this album again after hearing that and reading that. It's like, oh, really? Okay. I don't. What part of The Cure inspired this album? Anyway, kind of feels like a singer-songwriter, all electro-folk feel to me on this, but pretty short songs. So anyway, cool stuff. All right, Tim and Mike with you. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We're not through yet. We're going to go back to a song by The Presets that Mike and I have not played in a while, but we love the original, love the remix of it. We're going to play the original here for you. Girl in the Sea, it's off their older album, Beams. Check it out. It's Area 54.